We have Cuba on our mind. Very important.
May 20th marks Cuban Independence Day, the date in 1902 when the Republic of Cuba was established after the end of U.S. military occupation. But that anniversary was probably not what was on President Donald Trump's mind as he spoke to reporters after flying back from Connecticut. He was talking about the indictment of the 94-year-old former president of Cuba, announced earlier Wednesday by Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Today, we are announcing an indictment charging Raul Castro and several others with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals.
The indictments involve the 1996 downing of two civilian planes by Cuban fighter jets, killing four members of the Miami-based anti-Castro group Brothers to the Rescue. Blanche described them as being on a humanitarian mission. Cuban officials said the planes were dropping leaflets urging people to rise up in an insurrection. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel responded to the indictment of Raúl Castro, saying, "This is a political maneuver devoid of any legal foundation, aimed solely at padding the fabricated dossier they used to justify the folly of a military aggression against Cuba." He blasted U.S. lies and distortions around the downing of what he called the planes belonging to the narco-terrorist organization Brothers to the Rescue. But Acting Attorney General Blanche says they were helping people fleeing oppression. He says his message is that the U.S. and President Trump will not forget its citizens.
For the first time in nearly 70 years, senior leadership of the Cuban regime has been charged in this country, in the United States of America, for acts of violence resulting in the deaths of American citizens. Nations and their leaders cannot be permitted to target Americans, kill them, and not face accountability.
Republican lawmakers from Florida welcomed the announcement. Representative Maria Elvira Salazar called Cuba the mothership of evil in the Western Hemisphere. But she added, there's a new sheriff in town, meaning President Trump. And she had a message for Raul Castro and his family, referring to the recent U.S. seizure of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro during the U.S. strikes there in January.
Maduro es el mejor ejemplo.
Maduro is the best example. We're talking about a man in the White House who, in his final term, wants to achieve a free Western Hemisphere. He already did it in Venezuela, and now he's going to do it in Cuba, next Nicaragua, to leave behind a hemisphere full of allies and prosperity.
Lleno de amigos y de prosperidad.
The indictment of Castro and other Cubans is the latest in a series of actions that have thrown Cuba into a crisis. It began in January after the U.S. attack on Venezuela, one of Cuba's main oil suppliers, putting an effective blockade on oil ships headed to Cuba, along with sanctions. The nation has faced rolling supply shortages and blackouts since then. Altaf Musani of the World Health Organization says the human cost is significant and it continues to grow. He says more than 100,000 patients are waiting for surgeries that have been delayed, while 5 million people with chronic conditions are at risk of interruptions in treatment, including tens of thousands receiving chemotherapy and radiotherapy.
Power outages are forcing health facilities to reduce vital services, prioritize urgent care, limit diagnostic and surgical operations. Fuel shortages are also limiting ambulatory services, referral capacity, and further restricting access to care. The impact extends well beyond health facilities. Disruption to electricity and fuel supplies are affecting safe water, food production, disruption to the cold chain, which all require fuel to function.
The new indictments come as the U.S. is keeping a strong military presence in the region, with some reports showing increases in U.S. surveillance flights around Cuba. And Cuba's president is not the only person worrying about the prospect of a U.S. invasion, although President Trump downplayed that possibility Wednesday.
There won't be escalation. I don't think there needs to be. Look, the place is falling apart.
That statement is not likely to reassure many, given rhetoric from the Secretary of State Marco Rubio, other members of the administration, some Republican lawmakers, and Trump himself, for example, in a joke he made earlier this month.
What we'll do, on the way back from Iran, we'll have one of our big, maybe the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, the biggest in the world, we'll have that come in, stop about 100 yards offshore, And they'll say, thank you very much, we give up.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.